Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast. Welcome to day 3 of the 28 days of self-love. Yesterday, we talked about self-love drainers, people, environments, and habits that strip us of our self-worth. So I thought a good next step would be talking about unlearning perfectionism. When you are constantly striving for an impossible standard that you have set for yourself, it keeps you from experiencing genuine self-acceptance. I would classify perfectionism as my biggest block when it comes to trying to love myself because of how sneaky perfectionism can be. It could be disguised as hard work or that you're doing right by yourself, but really you're just setting these impossible standards. And every time I have encountered those feelings, the only thing I feel isn't motivation or discipline like I'm alluding to in my head. It's failure and not enoughness. And what can I do to be better in order to reach this perfect outcome that I have plastered in my mind? And when I over and over am not reaching that perfect outcome that I'm picturing in my head, I feel like I failed and I suck and I'm not worthy of attaining it. Let's talk about the truth of perfectionism, because I hear people talk about being a perfectionist a lot, super casually. Like they just say it like it's a piece of who they are. Oh, I have to get that right. I'm sorry. It's just I'm a perfectionist. And it's really something that needs to be looked at more directly than it just being a silly, quirky thing that you do. It's holding you back from fully being able to love yourself. So what actually is perfectionism? Perfectionism is the illusion of flawlessness. It's this image that you create for yourself, or it's the image that you're seeing of other people a lot of the time online. There you go, that highlight reel again, that you think that everything is perfect and that is the standard that you have to meet. And if you do not meet that standard, you fail. It's this really deep core fear that you are not enough. It's the fear of being anything less than that perfect image and what that means for who you are. The biggest issue with perfectionism is the sneakiness. It's the disguise that it puts on. We think that it is ambition. We think that it's growth. We think that it's making sure everything looks good and perfect and right. And it's not those things. It's not you trying your hardest. It's you burning yourself out and causing mental distress that is unnecessary in order to get to your long-term goal. And the reason is perfectionism stems from fear, not growth. It is not growth. It is fear that drives you to behave in the way that you do or think in the way that you do. When you're being driven by growth and through love, things are a lot more stress-free. So where do we get this idea in our brains? Like, how do we become engrossed in this perfectionist mindset? I think obviously the first big one is society, that there are these like tick points that you're supposed to be checking off. And when you're not checking them off at the right times and in the right ways, there's something wrong with you. Childhood expectations. No matter what your house looked like growing up, you could have resulted in perfectionism. If you had a really good upbringing, but you didn't want to disappoint your parents, perfectionism. If your parents expected a lot from you, perfectionism. If you didn't fit in with your peers and you were trying so hard with all of your might to do the things that would cause you to fit in, perfectionism. If you didn't have a lot of money growing up and now you want to take control over that, perfectionism. If things were chaotic in your house growing up and you're trying to move away from that perfectionism. We can't ever get in fights. We can't ever do anything wrong because I don't want to end up like that. It's all rooted in fear. Social media causes perfectionism. We see the highlight reel. We inevitably compare ourselves to other people. Even though we logically know that that's not the way to compare ourselves, our brain does not connect the dots between the comparisons we are making and the new standards that we're setting for ourselves because of those comparisons. And a real killer, internalized pressure. You think, I have to do these things. I have to step up. I have to work harder. I have to do X, Y, and Z in order to reach X, Y, and Z outcome. And you're beating yourself up. Your self-talk is negative. You're telling yourself that you're not going to be whatever it is that you're trying to be, or you're not leveling up to the version of you who you know that you're capable of becoming, and you screw things up every single time. It's this internalized pressure to be better, to be perfect, to not fuck it up, and that you have to do everything in your power without rest in order to make that happen. And the best part is the perfectionism paradox, that the more we chase these goals, the more inadequate we feel. So how does perfectionism block our self-acceptance? You become your own worst critic, essentially, because nothing is ever good enough because you're always striving for the next best thing. You yourself never feel good enough. You yourself can never be adequate. There's always things that you're going to be striving for, whether it's you not achieving your goal exactly as you picture it in your head and you're going to work your ass off till burnout until you get it to that point. Or it's that you always come up with new things to work towards. You want it to reach this goal. Okay, I hit it. Now I want to reach the next goal. Okay, I hit it. Now I want to reach the next goal. But you never take the time to celebrate the wins of the stepping stones that you've accomplished, the goals that you've accomplished and won with. All you're focusing on is, okay, the next thing. Okay, the next thing. Okay, the next thing. And so you never feel adequate because it never feels like you've accomplished something. You're always striving for the next best thing. Perfectionism also creates avoidance and procrastination. When we have these perfectionist mentalities, we find ourselves waiting for the best possible condition in order to take the leap on what it is that we want to accomplish. I have to wait until I have a really good job. I have to wait until I've moved to this new space. I have to wait until Monday to start. I have to wait until the beginning of the month to start. There's always this perfect stipulation that you're waiting for this perfect outcome in order to start working on what it is that you want to accomplish. Perfectionism ties self-worth to achievement. We have that internal capitalism in our mind saying that if you don't reach these achievements, if your life doesn't look successful, whether that's financially, with family, with a big house, whatever your version of success is, if you don't reach that version of success, then you're not good enough. You will only feel good enough when you reach these impossible standards. And newsflash. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Not that you're not going to reach your goal, but it's not going to look like the impossible imaginary standard you've set for yourself in your head. Your achievements do not equal your self-worth. One more time for the people in the back. Your achievements do not dictate your self-worth. You dictate your self-worth. You determine that you're worthy. Perfectionism breeds burnout, anxiety, and guilt. If you are a person that constantly feels anxious, you're constantly yelling at yourself in your mind, you're constantly thinking of new ways to accomplish what it is you're trying to accomplish, you're feeling guilty when you don't accomplish those things, you're feeling guilty when you've taken a rest, you feel guilty when you feel you haven't done enough, and you're working, and then you get to this point of burnout that you completely stop doing what you're going to do, but then you feel that guilt again because you know you're not working on what you want to work on, but you literally cannot get yourself to do it anymore, and you hate your life, and you hate what you're doing, and you hate your goal, and you are reconsidering what that goal is. It's an endless vicious cycle, and it's all because of perfectionism. So let's talk about how the hell we're going to get rid of the perfectionism, how we're going to unlearn it, because we cannot go on like this any longer, and we need to start choosing self-acceptance. The first thing you're going to do is redefine what success looks like. You are going to shift your mindset out of perfection and into progress and growth. You have to tell yourself that you're aiming for progress, not perfection. I heard a really good analogy for this, essentially using stepping stones. We can see if we put a stepping stone down and then you put another one 50 yards ahead of it, but there are stepping stones all the way to that one 50 yards ahead. Can you get from that first A stepping stone all the way to the 150 yards away? Physically, we can see that that does not make sense. When you put it into those terms, you know that that does not make sense. But because it's happening in our minds and we logically are smart enough to understand how to get from point A to the point 50 yards away, we think we can do it. But that's not the case. You have to take one stepping stone at a time in order to get there. If you want to play NBA basketball, the first thing you have to do is make your junior high basketball team. Now, that's not always true because Michael Jordan didn't make his basketball team. But you know what I'm saying is that you have to get step by step in order to get to where it is that you want to go. And that's what you should be focusing on. And that's what you should be celebrating, not point A to point Z right away. Point A to B to C to D and say, oh my God, look how fucking awesome I am for focusing on this progress and for the progress you've made. You also have to reframe your mistakes. You have to look at these as proof of effort, proof of you trying and putting yourself out there and being brave and doing your best instead of proof of failure. When you screw it up, everything goes wrong. Look at everything in my life goes wrong. You start like using other examples in your life of times that you failed to point out to yourself why you're incapable of why you suck or whatever it is. Stop. Your brain just does that by default. I don't know the science about it. Somebody smarter than me could tell you about it, but that is a real scientific thing that your brain does, that it looks for examples to prove what it is that you're thinking in your head. So you have to reframe the mistakes to show that you are making an effort. You're making a consistent effort in order to reach your end goal. And that doesn't mean that because you failed this time and because you failed 30 other times that you are a failure. It means you are somebody that is brave enough to put the effort in to try to create the life you want. Let go of the all or nothing thinking. I hate the extremism thinking. I hate that you have to do it every single day for the rest of your life until you die. And I hate it because I did that. Like, I fully understand why you do it. I fully get it, but it's got to go. That mentality has got to go. You have to learn the mentality of, okay, I'm doing as much as I can, what I'm capable of on this day. And that's going to just be a little bit of progress forward. Just because you're moving slowly, as long as you are moving, that is enough. And doing something imperfectly is better than doing nothing at all. Oh, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm going to look so stupid. My form's going to look stupid. Everybody's going to know I've never been to the gym before. Everybody's going to know that I look so stupid on these machines and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm going to have to figure out how they work and it's going to be a nightmare and everybody's going to be looking at me and it's going to be so embarrassing. So the alternative is to just not go to the gym and sit in your house and stew about how you don't like what you look like and you don't like how you feel and you want to be healthier and you want to start incorporating exercise into your life, but you're not going to buy yourself dumbbells to work out at home. You're not going to do at-home workouts. You really want to go to the gym. You really want to get your goals through going to the gym, and you won't do it because of all of these things that you're telling yourself in your head. Going to the gym and maybe looking at the machine to figure out how it works and maybe somebody noticing, that's literally not going to happen. Nobody's looking at you. I take it from somebody who literally has had full-blown panic tears before going into a random gym. Okay, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I do. But you're not going to accomplish your goal of that you're telling yourself in your head that you want so badly in your mind if you don't just accept that you're going to have to do it imperfectly in order to figure out how to do it. And doing it imperfectly is better than sitting at home in your head, driving yourself nuts because you're not living the life that you want to live. You're not living authentically for yourself. Self-compassion is the antidote. If you can start to be compassionate with yourself, if you can start talking to yourself kinder rather than criticizing everything that you do, you are going to start to move away from perfectionism. God, I'm so stupid. Why did I say something like that? Oh, I'm so cringe. That's so ew. I can't believe I would say something like that. I said something like that because that was the impression that I was given in that moment. That was my perception based on my experiences that I've experienced in my life, on what that person said. And that response is what I thought suited best at the time. Now, with the knowledge I have 5 minutes later, maybe that wasn't the best response. Maybe I know better at this point, but I'm so grateful to know. I'm so grateful to learn this about myself and about this person and this experience, and I can do better the next time. Self-compassion versus self-criticism makes a huge difference, and that's all habit. Learn to embrace the messy parts of life. I had talked to a monk, Koshin Paley Ellison, on the podcast. I highly recommend listening to that episode. It's one of the most listened to episodes on Wellish because it was just so good. But he talks about people in comparison to the earth. The earth has beauty. It has mountains. It has oceans. It has humanity. And it also has ugliness, like genocide and trash piles and devastation, like the California fires. You know, there are horrible things that also happen, but all of that in combination is what makes the earth what it is. And the earth is beautiful. You wouldn't be yourself if you didn't have these quirks and these things that you do that aren't always good. You know, like I get ragey, I get hangry, I try to control it. You know, it's something that I'm working on to do better at, to not react to my environment, but instead respond to it. But I'm not a perfect person. And I am a highly emotional person, a sensitive person. When things set me off and I, you know, feel passionately about something, I sometimes do just react to it. And I know that that's just because I'm a passionate, sensitive, empathetic person. I feel emotions higher than other people. That just makes me who I am. Are there pieces of that that I'm working on because I don't think that they're healthy? Absolutely. But I know that those things, those simple things about my emotions and my high emotions, like that, I like that about me. That makes me who I am. I have good in my personality because I'm a highly emotional person. And I have to be willing to accept the good with the bad. Okay, let's lock this shit in. We've got your daily challenge and your journaling prompt. Today's challenge is identify one area where perfectionism holds you back. Today, do it imperfectly and let that be enough. So pick something that you know that you beat yourself up over. Let's use this example, eating, okay? You want to eat perfectly all day long, but you feel a little tired after work today. And, you know, it would be better to just go get a slice of pizza. For one night, it'll be all right. Do it imperfectly. Your journaling prompt is a little bit different, which I think is good. Where in your life have you been waiting for perfection? What would change if you allowed yourself to be good enough instead? I love that one. I'm excited to do this one today because I think it'll be, you know, really beneficial. Where in your life have you been waiting for perfectionism? That's so real. And you don't realize it. That's the problem. You just think that it's the way that it is. But when you sit down and you think about it and you really like break it down through a journaling prompt, things are happening for you up there. That's why we do this, because it actually solidifies what it is that you need in order to improve your self-love and improve your life, and not just listening to me yap at you about it. Perfectionism is an illusion, but self-acceptance is a choice. Make the choice to start to accept yourself and let go of the perfectionism mentalities. I promise you will still reach your goal if you let go of the perfectionism mentality. I promise you might reach your goal faster or better if you just start to accept who you are and how you do things. And that's what they're talking about when they say enjoy the journey. Because if you can have self-acceptance and appreciate how you are getting to your goal, then you can actually enjoy the process and you're not just reaching the outcome to then move on to the next fucking thing that you're shooting for. Trust me, perfection is an illusion. Self-acceptance is a choice. Tomorrow, we're talking about something that might be a little oversaturated, but I really love this topic because I just think it's so fun. Romanticizing your life. How finding joy in your daily life in these small things is an act of self-love. Make sure to share with me what you guys learned about yourself from your journaling prompt or from your daily challenge. Show me you doing your daily challenge if it's something that you can share on social media. If it is, tag me at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale. Use the hashtag 28 Days of Self-Love. I want to see you. I want to cheer you on. I want to be able to hold each other accountable. And of course, make sure that you subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you don't miss one single day of the 28 days of self-love so that by the end of the month, you feel fully capable of loving yourself. Thanks for being here for day 3. I will talk to you tomorrow for day 4.